Former Massachusetts Governor Paul Cellucci reunited some leading lights of Massachusetts political history in South Boston last night. Cellucci, who suffers from ALS, also called Lou Gehrig's disease, headlined an event to raise money for research on ALS at the UMass Medical School. WBUR's Fred Teich reports.
Three of the last four Republicans who occupied the governor's office were there. Jane Swift, Bill Weld, and Paul Cellucci, looking frail 3 years after his diagnosis with ALS. With so many politicians in the room, the talk quickly turned to the one former Republican governor who was not there, Mitt Romney. Cellucci supports Romney in his quest for the Republican presidential nomination. He talked about how Romney's prolonged primary campaign could actually help him if he gets the nomination.
I remember the tough primary campaign I had in 1998 with Joe Malone. It really got me ready for that general election campaign against Scott Hashbaugh. So I'm not one of thinks that if it drags out, it's going to hurt the chances of the Republican nominee. I think it may well strengthen the chances.
Weld, too, is backing Romney, but he's hedging his bets on who might win the general election.
I'm quite sure Governor Romney will be the nominee, and I think he'll be a great nominee. I think the result in the final is going to be decided by macro factors, economically, domestic factors, and foreign policy factors as well. So it's totally impossible to predict at this point. It completely could go either to the Democrats or to the Republicans at the presidential level.
The event also drew Cellucci's old rival, Joe Malone, as well as the Democratic Speaker and Senate President with whom Cellucci worked, Tom Finneran and Tom Birmingham. Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray was there, and right off the plane from Washington, U.S. Senator Scott Brown wanted to show his support for Cellucci's efforts to raise money for ALS research.
He's out there really taking on an issue that's very important not only to his family, but to many people in Massachusetts. I have a dear friend, George Mazarias, played basketball with him at Tufts, who's in a similar situation. It's actually more advanced. So I wanted to come out and support him.
Brown said he learned a lot from Cellucci about working across party lines. But for all the talk of politics in the room, this was, after all, an event to raise money for research into ALS and other neurodegenerative diseases. Tickets were $500. Many corporate sponsors donated more. UMass won't have the total raised until next week. Cellucci wants to create a $10 million endowment at UMass Medical. With him last night was Robert Brown, the chairman of the UMass Medical Neurology Department.
The concept is to create a fund which allows essentially discretionary use for some of the most exciting and innovative ideas, both in terms of discovery what can cause ALS and how to treat it. Is that when one goes, for example, after NIH funding, which indeed we do, one has to have good evidence that an idea looks like it's going to work.
The money raised by Cellucci would work as seed money. It would allow researchers to pursue the most cutting-edge research, and if they're successful, they could then go back to the National Institutes of Health for more funding. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Teich.